So, you have a Matrix sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Although I did realize we kinda made the perfect standalone movie with the first one, and this one's completely unnecessary.
No, actually, our finance team said it's very necessary.
Well, they do call the shots.
So what happens in this thing?
Well, at the beginning of this one, we're finally gonna get to see Zion, where all the unplugged people live.
And what's that like?
It's a big cave, it literally looks like hell, and everyone has sweaty raves in it.
Oh, cave raves are tight.
Yeah, so we're just gonna have this super long scene of sweaty people grinding on each other and Neo and Trinity going at it. It's gonna go on for a while.
Oh yeah, how did they fall in love in the first movie again?
By being the male and female protagonists.
Very romantic.
Yeah, so we're gonna spend like 30 minutes in Zion with just a bunch of slow-paced political and philosophical conversations. It's gonna go on for a while.
Why are we spending so much time in Zion?
Well, because the audience has to understand what's at risk here.
A big cave where people slowly talk about philosophy and politics all the time.
Exactly, so the stakes are pretty high here. People are not gonna want to see Zion destroyed.
I kinda want to see it destroyed, though. That sounds much more exciting than everything you just described.
Oh, dang it.
So does anything exciting happen in the movie, or is it all talking?
Oh, there's some exciting stuff, all right. You know how everybody loved Agent Smith in the first movie?
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be hard to top him as a villain.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, I figure that this time, instead of Agent Smith, we can have, you know, multiple Agent Smiths.
Yeah, I mean, logically, more Agent Smiths should be more exciting than just one. That's smart.
Oh, thank you so much.
But how is it possible, though? I mean, he died in the last movie.
Well, we're gonna say that in the first movie, when he exploded, that actually set him free, and now he can copy himself.
How does that work?
Unclear.
Well, okay then, as long as there's more of him.
Oh, there will be.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
And towards the beginning of the movie, some people from Zion are having a meeting, and Agent Smith passes by and leaves an earpiece as a message to Neo.
What's the message?
It's kinda like, hey, Mr. Anderson, I'm back, it's the sequel, I'm coming for you.
If he knows where a bunch of Zion people are meeting, why doesn't he attack them?
Well, he's kind of like playing with Neo, I guess.
Isn't he a program?
He is.
Why would playfulness be a part of his programming?
Because it'll make for a cool moment.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh, and speaking of cool moments, later Neo's gonna have a fight with a bunch of Smiths. It's gonna go on for a while.
Can't Neo jump inside people and make them explode?
Yeah, but he's not gonna.
Why not?
So there can be a fight scene.
Oh, okay.
And then at the end of the fight scene, Neo's gonna fly away.
Why didn't he just fly away in the first place?
So there can be a fight scene.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and also this way we can show off our new CGI technology that does not make humans look like rubber in any way.
Kinda suspicious of you to specify that unprompted. Oh, whoops. Whoopsie. So what else happens in this thing?
Well, the good guys are gonna go see this French program because they need to go see another program called the Keymaker.
Okay, and why do they need this Keymaker guy?
Because they need a key to open a door. I'm just adding stuff in to stretch this out so action can happen.
Okay, gotcha.
So this French guy's like a jerk, right? And he doesn't want to help. But then his wife helps when he goes to the bathroom because she's like fed up of his infidelity.
These people are programs, though?
They are, yeah. I guess they're programmed for couples drama. I don't know what's going on.
Well, okay then.
So this lady kills a henchman, and then she tells the other one, go tell my husband what I did.
What? Why would she do that?
Well, because there's a fight scene coming up. It's right here in the script.
Oh, okay, yeah. Nice of her to set the stage for that.
And also, she's like, I'm only gonna help you guys if Neo kisses me like he means it.
What?
Yeah, this program's horny now, I guess. I don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, this is getting kind of weird.
So then there's a fight, and let me tell you, Neo is in no danger whatsoever.
Oh, wow. The stakes are so low that I feel nothing.
And then there's a big chase on a freeway with some agents and these two programs that can, like, turn into ghosts.
Well, so what does Neo do?
Well, actually, just before the chase, Neo runs through a door and ends up in the mountains.
Can he just step back through the doorway and be somewhat closer?
Well, the thing is, I had to find a way for him to not be in the chase, because technically he could just grab the Keymaker and fly away.
Oh, yeah, this guy's way too powerful, for sure.
Yeah, he is. So then after a couple of minutes of this cool car chase, Superman swoops in and saves the day.
What?
Sorry, Jesus.
What?
Sorry, Neo.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so eventually Neo's gonna meet this guy named the Architect, and he built the Matrix.
Oh, and what's he gonna do?
Oh, he's gonna talk. He's gonna talk so much.
Oh.
Just talking and talking and talking and using fancy words like ergo and vis-a-vis and concordantly.
Why does he use fancy words like that?
Well, because I want everybody to know that I know those words.
It is pretty impressive.
It is. So this guy is gonna reveal that Neo is actually like the sixth one, and every time they reboot the system, a new one shows up.
Oh.
Yeah, and then Neo has to choose between saving Zion and saving Trinity.
Right, they're in love because they keep telling us they are.
Exactly. So she's like falling from a building and he flies so fast that there's a trail of like debris and cars flying behind him.
If he's moving that fast, wouldn't she like explode when he reaches her?
Actually, no.
Why?
Because.
That works.
So then Trinity dies, but Neo pulls a bullet out of her heart and then massages it and brings her to life.
So we're just giving him like infinite power now.
Oh, I'm not even done. Then in the real world, he stops sentinels with his mind.
What, he can control things outside the Matrix now?
Yeah, he's just, have you heard of God? He's God now.
Oh, I have heard of God, yeah.
But anyway, taking down the Sentinels in the real world did make him sleepy, so he's in a coma now.
Oh, wow.
And then we're gonna end on a big cliffhanger.
What's the cliffhanger?
Well, Neo's in a coma, and he's lying right next to a guy who's being controlled by Agent Smith.
What? How is that possible?
Well, earlier in the movie, we have Agent Smith control a guy from Zion who's on the phone, so he gets transferred into the real world. Agent Smith can travel through phones and take over people's flesh and blood in the real world.
Exactly. How's that gonna work?
Oh, I just write things down and people film them.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, so what do you think?
Well, wait, so does anything get resolved?
No, not really. I mean, the machines are making their way to Zion, but there's like a whole other movie for that.
Okay, yeah, this does sound like a solid part one.
Right, well, technically it's part two.
Of course, but also absolutely not.
Right.
But anyway, as long as we have Keanu Reeves doing some cool stuff, I think people are gonna be happy. Oh, they will. I can't see Keanu getting much more badass than this.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.